My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, where I provide personal opinions, advice, reflection, and recommendations to help you and me stay human while building a successful, healthy, creative writing life. Sonatotum is the podcast companion to Scribtotum, my blog, at mattselznick.com. And now, the show. Hey, you guys, it's episode 13 of Sonatotum. It's kind of the Sonatotum After Dark episode. It's 12:54 a.m. Saturday, September 22nd. Tonight, what I call living poetically, being awake to metaphor, it's an artistic way, a creative way of looking at the world. When I say living poetically or being awake to metaphor, what I'm talking about is being alert to happy coincidences or not so happy coincidences. It's the idea that you allow experience to be filtered through metaphor, to be filtered through poetry. And in that, you start to see connections that can inspire you. You maybe interpret things in a way that can, well, I mean, I don't think it's too crazy to say interpret things in a way that allow things to be a little magical. When I was a teenager in high school, I was very good at keeping a journal. I maintained these red folders with a three-ring folder, and I have probably over 1,000 pages of journal from, I don't know, maybe my sophomore year on through and after my senior year of high school. And I went at it with an archivist's attitude, like like one would as a teenager, and like one must even as an adult, as a writer. You know, it's not so bad to to apply kind of an amplified sense of importance to one's own work. Otherwise, you might not have the blind courage to do the work at all. So in that sense, with that sense of self-importance, every one of these red folders was called A Trend of Metaphors. And I'm not sure where I came up with that phrase, but it stuck with me my entire life. As a kid, writing these, overly dramatic, hypersensitive, flowery, angst-ridden pages in longhand and in print. At the time, I didn't really connect or make more out of that phrase, a trend of metaphors, other than it sounding kind of cool. You know, it would make a good album name, right? But now, especially in the last, 3 years, the idea of embracing metaphor in my everyday life is really important to me. It's another one of these practices that when I'm really doing it, it enhances my everyday experience. When I'm awake to symbolism, when I'm awake to a heightened meaning to things that really don't have any more meaning than what they are, it puts a color, a tint to the world. And I find that my creative work goes a little deeper, that I look for connections in my creative work, whether it's songwriting or writing, or coming up with ways to explain things to you. So what do I mean? I mean to allow seemingly unrelated things to line up and take on greater meaning. So my stepfather, who came into my life when I was about 5, and I took him out of my life when I was, 32, I think. I'm 51 now. So at the end of July, beginning of August, I learned that he had died. And He had died about 2 weeks before I found out. And we have not had a relationship for 19 years. And we didn't have all that great of a relationship before that. A lot to process. So this is going to sound silly, but this is you have to stay alert to these things and aware of these things so that when they pop up, they have that heightened poetic resonance that wakes you up to the world. So I had been watching, kind of binge watching, this show called Episodes that was, I guess, originally on Showtime or HBO or something like that. And so one of the characters in the show had a very fraught with drama relationship with his father. And I don't know, maybe a week and a half or so after I learned of my own father's death, the episode comes along in the show, Episodes, where the character's father has died. And, you know, it was like, okay, all right, we're going to see this happen. And, you know, look, I wasn't broken up over my father's death, my stepfather, whatever. But here we are, you know, not more than 2 weeks later, this episode comes along of this TV show. And in it, the character, the son, has to very directly deal with his complicated feelings about his father. And he's been charged with spreading the ashes into the Pacific Ocean. And he's not going to do it at first. But of course he does, because, you know, TV show, right? And even though I could have predicted that he would do that, even though he had rejected the obligation, I knew, you know, if you know anything about story, you know that the last scene of the episode is going to be that the guy takes the ashes down to the beach and has a moment. And he does it. And of course, it's nighttime on the ocean, like in Malibu. And he goes to empty the urn. And of course, the wind is coming off the ocean and he gets his father's ashes all over him. I knew it was going to happen. And I fell apart. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there and this, you know, silly, poignant, but silly moment happens on this TV show, and I'm pounding my fists on the futon and tears are running down my face, and I'm so angry that, much like the character in the TV show, I didn't get the experience of a good father. Of course, a cathartic moment that can happen to anyone anytime. But I chose to be grateful for the timing, to be grateful for the message, to accept the poetry in the fact, the pure chance of the fact that this episode of Episodes came to me at such an appropriate time, not months or years or weeks before I learned of his death, my father's death, or years or months after, but very, very, very close to when I was perhaps a bit unknowingly raw from the knowledge. The kids might say the universe was trying to tell me something. I make fun of that phrase, you know, the universe wants me to do this, or I'm going to ask the universe for that. I've talked about it before, I think, on the blog, but I'm okay with that shorthand, you know? That's the essence of being open to metaphor, to living poetically. I don't really think that there's some kind of guiding force directing these meaningful messages to me at just the right time or anything like that. But it doesn't hurt to assign some meaning to coincidental events. It adds poetry to your everyday experience. So I'm driving home the other night, and this sort of half thought just kind of comes to me that death is like a neighbor a few doors down, whose music is too loud, or you're always aware of their presence, even though you never really see them or even know their names. As I get older, death feels like that, like they're, you know, they're down the street, interfering with and being a presence in my life and in my experience, whether I want that interference and presence or not, much like an irritating neighbor down the street. I'm not sure that I would think in such colorful terms if I wasn't practicing that deliberate openness to metaphor and to poetry. So I try to do it as often as I can, you know, in as many ways as I can, you know. A crow's feather got out of my car one day, and there's a crow's feather right at my feet as soon as I step out of my car. So I picked it up, kept it. I like crows. I like ravens. So yeah, when the symbol of the bird that you love is literally dropped at your feet, you pick it up. You take it in, you make it part of your life. And I'm looking at it right now. It's I've got it on my bulletin board. I keep a leaf. It's getting more and more shriveled. I keep a leaf that fell near my apartment door the first autumn that I spent in this apartment after a very difficult spring and a very sad summer 3 years ago. I keep that leaf. These are symbols. These are just objects, but I am giving them meaning because I look at those symbols, those objects, and they mean something to me. They keep me awake. They keep me awake, and they keep my brain thinking creatively. Does that make sense? I'm talking about a veneer, a little extra coating on the skin of the world that doesn't literally add magic, but just allows you to view things with a little extra something. Living poetically, being open to metaphor, embracing metaphor when it falls at your feet, like a leaf or a feather. It's a form of creativity in itself. And the more you exercise that particular manifestation of your own creative will, the more you see it. You don't have to believe in God or any religion to take this approach, to adopt this perception. In a way, it's kind of, I don't know, like a method acting kind of thing, maybe. Like I said earlier, I know that the universe didn't deliver to me that episode or tell me to start watching that TV series knowing that, you know, at just the right time, I would see just the right episode, just the right amount of time after my father had died. No, I don't believe that. But recognizing the heightened meaning to me personally, it makes life more interesting, and it just opens, I'm going to speak for myself, but I think this, there's no reason why this wouldn't work for everyone. It opens everything to interpretation, and creativity is all about interpreting the world around you, interpreting what you take in through your senses in a way that is only yours. You know, I've spoken in previous episodes about how that's the artist's responsibility, right? No one can do the art that you do in the way that you do it. Your interpretation of reality is unlike anyone else's. And by being open to metaphor, by exercising your embrace and the cultivation of a poetic interpretation of the world, you're enhancing not just how you interpret the world, but you're strengthening your ability to communicate that interpretation to others when you live poetically, when you embrace metaphor. So that's why I try to do it. That's why I, years ago, loosened up my very practical and sort of what you see is what you get kind of a view of the world. By living poetically, by embracing metaphor, I've found that it sharpens my sense of empathy, that it enhances my capability, my capacity for empathy, and it enhances my sense of being a part of the world around me. And I tell you what, not just that, it's helped me to better sort the things that matter and the things that don't, and direct more energy toward the things that do and less to the things that don't. Embracing metaphor, allowing the emphasis on metaphor when it is hinted at in your life, taking that hint of coincidence and amplifying it to give it a little more meaning just for you. It will change the way you look at the world around you. It will change the way you interact with the people you care about. It will change who and what you care about. And believe me, I'm speaking from experience here. When you are actively practicing this, day in and day out, the world becomes a little more vibrant. And your ability to express, again, your interpretation, your unique interpretation that is your creative gift to the world, your ability to communicate that interpretation becomes more effective. People talk about finding their voice as a writer or as a musician, finding your sound, or perhaps in other art forms, really coming across your style, you know? Well, that voice, that style, that sound, that comes through the filter of your experience of the world. So the sharper, the more clear, the more, again, vibrant your experience of the world, the sharper, the more vibrant, the more clear your expression of that will be. I'm going to predict that some of you will listen to this and just think it's a whole bunch of woo-woo bullshit. And it is. That's, you know, I hope I made that point. I'm not saying that the world is magical. I'm saying that there's great benefit to allowing yourself to look at it as if it was. Do you get me? You feel me? I hope so. All I know is that my own writing has been more honest and more close to my own truth since I've adopted the practice of embracing metaphor. And concurrently, my ability to be vulnerable, to be empathetic, to express myself to myself and to others has improved since I've taken on this practice. And it's, you know, it's tough. It's real easy to just wake up every day and go through the motions and live life and not bother with putting the extra work into applying this extra layer to your perception? Maybe it's nothing more than just the idea that you exercise your artistic perception all the time, not just when you're creating art. Because art is just, really, isn't it just the communication of metaphor? Isn't it just creating one thing to represent something else in a different way? Okay, then. So I'm just saying, do that all the time. Not just when you're sitting down to write, not just when you've got your guitar in your hand, not just when you're at the easel. Do it when you're taking a walk. Do it when you're watching other art. Do it when you're making love. Do it when you're driving down the freeway. Live that way and see if it doesn't seep into your creative life too. See if you don't feel like you're creating things that are closer to your own reality and therefore better, more effective at expressing that reality to others. Live poetically. Embrace metaphor. Don't be afraid of a little magic. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 13. At sonatotum.com. You can email me directly at mwsmedia@gmail.com with your thoughts. Or you can use the contact form at mattselznick.com or sonatotum.com. Whatever you like. Tell me what you think. Tell me how living poetically, tell me how embracing metaphor has affected your own creative practice. If you enjoy the free Sonatotum podcast and you're not already a patron, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. And your pledge of at least $1 a month will help offset the cost of creating and maintaining this show and my other creative endeavors. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast wherever and however you get your podcasts. However you're listening to this now, it's probably on an app on your phone or tablet. Make sure you're subscribed so you just automatically get episodes as soon as they come out. If you can leave a review in iTunes or Apple Podcasts, that's always helpful. It helps spread the word. But really, I just want to hear from you and your thoughts on living poetically, on embracing metaphor to enhance your life and your creative life. Okay, then, it's 20 to 2 in the morning and I've succeeded in creating an episode. And I feel glad about that. I should try to get some sleep now, yeah, right? Probably. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. I hope you're taking care.